Let's take a look at that state baseball tournament on Saturday. A couple of more 1A quarterfinals were played at Principal Park in Des Moines as Martinsdale St. Mary's defeated Hudson 7-4 and Akron Westfield posting a 5-4 11-inning victory over Lisbon on Saturday. That concluded the 1A portion of the first round of the tournament. Today it's the 2A portion of that first round. Quarterfinal action starts at 11 this morning. Iowa City Regina facing Trainer in the first game of the day. Trainer 32-4 coming into the tourney. Regina stands at 27-7. That's game one of the day. Game two at 1:30, Beckman Catholic facing Denver. Then at 5 this evening, Esterville Lincoln Central facing off against Centerville. And Kemper Catholic has a 7:30 date tonight with Van Meter. Van Meter at 30-4 on the season entering the tournament, facing a Kemper Catholic team that carries a mark of 20-12. That's a 7:30 start time tonight as the 2A quarterfinals hit the diamond this evening. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Wilson Contreras hit a tie-breaking two-run homer. Jose Quintana won again, and the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3 Sunday night to move into a tie for first in the National League Central. Coming off his first career shutout, Michael Wacha was charged with 5 runs and 6 hits over 6 innings in his first loss since May 30th. That was a game heard last night here on the radio. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Cincinnati beating Miami 6-3, Philadelphia 6-3 over Milwaukee. Colorado beat Pittsburgh 13-3, San Diego downing San Francisco 5-2. The L.A. Dodgers beat Atlanta in 10 innings, 5-4. Washington over Arizona, 6-2. One interleague game saw the Oakland A's beat the New York Mets, 3-2. Brandon Moss hit a game-ending double off of Tyler Clippard that lifted the Kansas City Royals over the Chicago White Sox, 5-4, extending Chicago's longest losing streak in 4 years to 9 games. Whit Merrifield, Jorge Bonifacio, and Eric Hosmer hit consecutive home runs off of Derek Holland in the fourth inning to post a 3-0 lead. Merrifield hit another solo shot in the eighth off of Dan Jennings, and that tied the score at 4 before KC won it in the late innings. Elsewhere in American League Baseball yesterday, it was Cleveland over Toronto 8-1. Texas beat Tampa Bay 6-5. Baltimore downing Houston 9-7. Detroit over Minnesota 9-6. The LA Angels beat Boston 3-2. And the New York Yankees over Seattle 6-4. In Pacific Coast League Baseball, it was New Orleans beating, or rather Omaha beating El Paso by a final of 6-5 in 11 innings in yesterday's action. Rob Refsnyder was traded from the New York Yankees to the Toronto Blue Jays on Sunday for first baseman Ryan McBroom. Designated for assignment on Wednesday, the 26-year-old Refsnyder appeared in 94 games over 3 seasons with the Yankees, hitting .241 with a couple of home runs and 17 RBIs. He played first base, second base, left field, and right field. McBroom, who's 25 years old, hit .243 with 19 doubles, 12 homers, and 54 RBIs this year at AA New Hampshire. He was assigned to AA Trenton. New York also put second baseman Starlin Castro back on the 10-day disabled list because of a strained right hamstring. That's a move retroactive to Saturday, and they recalled infielder-outfielder Tyler Wade from their AAA club. First baseman G-Man Choi was also designated for assignment Wednesday and was sent outright to the Rail Riders. Also in Major League Baseball news, the Boston Red Sox are calling up third base prospect Rafael Devers after failing to find a better solution on the trade market. Devers will join the Red Sox in Seattle today and make his Major League debut against the Mariners Tuesday. Boston President of Baseball Operations Dave Dombrowski made that announcement after the 3-2 loss to the Angels on Sunday. The L.A. Dodgers have traded reliever Sergio Romo to the Tampa Bay Rays in a deal between playoff contenders. The National League West leading Dodgers sent Romo to the Rays for a player to be named or cash. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team gets an early start for the 2018 season as the Hawkeyes will represent the United States in the World University Games in Taiwan next month. Iowa coach Rick Heller says several of the players are still taking part in Summer League baseball.
The organizational side of it was a little bit tough, so it's not as streamlined as it would be, you know, during the regular school year. But it's still great to have our guys in the weight room with our strength coach, with our coaches, when we are not out recruiting, here training to get ready to go to Taiwan.
The Hawkeyes will host 3 exhibition games. The first is Tuesday, and they'll take part in the National Baseball Congress World Series in Wichita, Kansas, to help prepare for the trip.
It's going to be an amazing experience, you know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all of us who get to go, and just not that many times that that an amateur baseball player gets a chance to put on the jersey and represent the United States in such a big event.
The Hawkeyes won the Big Ten tournament title last season, and Heller says the early start will be a benefit for next season.
It's going to be a fantastic experience. Hopefully, it will pay dividends next season with the camaraderie and the chemistry of the ball club.
Heller says the most international competition these days involves professional players. In golf, Jordan Spieth heads into next month's PGA Championship with a chance for the very rare career Grand Slam after claiming the third leg with Sunday's victory at the British Open. Spieth, a 23-year-old Texan, used a remarkable string of holes on the back nine to hold off Matt Kuchar and win the third major championship of his career. He won by 3 shots, the same margin he started the day with after a final round 1-under-69, but it was a roller coaster finish at Royal Birkdale. He played the last 5 holes in 5-under par. Spieth was behind by a shot after 13 holes when he went birdie, eagle, birdie, birdie to snatch the tournament away from Kuchar. The sizzling stretch of play came after he made an improbable bogey from the driving range after taking an unplayable penalty shot. His tee shot came to rest in a steep, grassy dew. He took a penalty for an unplayable lie and then hit his third shot from the adjacent driving range and managed to get out of there with a bogey. In racing, Casey Kane survived a crash-marred Brickyard 400 on Sunday for his first NASCAR Cup victory in 3 years. The Hendrick Motorsports driver won under caution in the race that took more than 6 hours to complete, finally finishing in fading light after 167 laps and double overtime. Brad Keselowski finished second. It was a wild day at Indianapolis Motor Speedway with Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. driving the two fastest cars, going out in a crash with 49 laps to go. That was only a prelude to the nutty final 20 laps that included 5 crashes, 2 of which brought out red flags. Busch looked as if he would make history as the first driver to win 3 consecutive Brickyards when he led the first 71 laps and 87 overall. But when Truex's car slid up the track, both cars hit the wall. That opened the door for Kane, who had struggled all season. And as the crashes happened behind, Kane overcame muscle cramps to hold on for his 18th career victory and his first since Atlanta in 2014. Iowa's Kirk Ferentz enjoys the buildup to the season, just not taking part in it. Ferentz and the rest of the Big Ten coaches gather in Chicago today for the start of the media days. That event concludes with Tuesday's kickoff luncheon.
I hate these things anyway, these preseasons, the worst 2 days. The best moment of my year, other than being on the practice field or the game field, is driving out of Chicago on that Tuesday. I swear I love that.
Ferentz says the best part of the event is leaving.
And I'm all for prognostications. I'm all for, you know, conversation because that's good for college football. But, like, these things are – I've been to a few of them now, and, boy, I tell you, they're interesting. Not usually real accurate, but they're interesting.
Ferentz is the dean of the Big Ten coaches. The Kansas City Chiefs will introduce new general manager Brett Veach today. While rookies and select veterans will report to Missouri Western for the start of training camp, the Chiefs looked as if they would begin this season largely unchanged from last year, but the last few months have turned some of those thoughts upside down. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.